When Annie Dodge was in fourth grade, another sickness struck her school. Since this disease, called trachoma, could cause blindness and was very easily spread among children, Annie changed schools. She enrolled in St. Michael's School. Chi Dodge knew this school well. Earlier, he had worked with the priests here to develop the first English Navajo dictionary. After fifth grade, Annie Dodge changed schools again. This time, she and her sister Mary attended a Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, school in New Mexico. Here, students from many different Native American nations studied together. For the first time in her life, Annie's friends were not just Navajo. They spoke English because speaking Navajo or another Native American language was prohibited in this school. Caption: The BIA school in Albuquerque opened in the early 1880s. By the 1950s, the federal government was sending Native American children to public schools. Caption: Annie Dodge married George Wanika in a traditional Navajo ceremony. She wore a silver and turquoise squash blossom necklace, part of her father's silver collection. The Albuquerque school was so far from the ranch that Annie Dodge could only return home for summer vacations. Annie concentrated on her schoolwork. She worked so well and so fast that she managed to complete two grades each year. By 1928, she had finished 11th grade. Chi Dodge decided that it was time for her to come home for good, tend the sheep, and coordinate things around the house. Annie did just that. While at the school, Annie had met and fallen in love with a young athlete named George Wanika. Annie revealed to her father that she wanted to marry George. This was not the Navajo custom of that time. Annie's parents were supposed to pick out a husband for her, but they agreed with Annie's selection. In October 1929, Annie and George were married. They settled onto one of Chi Dodge's ranches and took charge of all the sheep there.